sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, June 18th. Today's my son's birthday, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes, he's turning 21. Happy birthday, Sean.
He's legal.
He's legal now.
He can go. Yeah. I'm sure he was, but.
I know. Yeah, I'm sure he was. He's been drinking long before he was 21. Haven't we all, right?
Yeah. I when the legal age is 21, like in England, it's 18.
Right.
And I feel like people don't go as crazy
really?
As people in America.
Yeah.
Because it's younger and it's kind of out the system by, I mean, people drink, obviously.
Right.
In England. We have pubs, whatever. But I just think people don't go as crazy drinking as they do in America.
Probably. It might make sense. But I don't know if so much the age, because some states, do some states have, no, I think they're all 21.
All 21, yeah.
But, yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know if that's the reason, really. I'm thinking that, I don't know, we're just, I mean, our young are really preoccupied with alcohol.
And when people get to college, it's like a time when they're away from their parents. Now I can drink.
Right.
Whereas in England, you can drink before then.
Right, okay.
So it's kind of got it out your system a little bit.
Right. Makes sense.
And it's not as when you get to school, you have to go crazy.
Right.
Crazy.
I know some of those college parties are amazing.
Yeah. Especially like Florida State was such a drinking school.
Really?
Insane.
Wow.
I mean, the cops were handing out. I didn't even know what an MIP was. Possession in a minor.
Oh, when minor in possession?
Yeah. I was like, what is it? I mean, I probably know 40 people that have one.
Really?
Like, God. Cops just hand them out because everyone is, it's insane.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sean's 21 today, so I'm happy for you. I can't believe my son is 21. Well, my daughter's older, but still, you know, it's, you know, they grow up and, you know, we posted some pictures on Facebook for Mother's Day, for Father's Day.
Yeah.
And I was reminded when he was young, I started going through photo albums. Mm-hmm. If you noticed, I photobombed Facebook on Father's Day. I finally decided to dig into some of the photo albums and take some pictures.
Yeah.
So that was cool, you know, and he found a few as well. So I really
nice
love my kids.
Look, yeah, it's nice to look back on photos.
Yeah. But I always get teary-eyed when I see them younger, you know, even when I just think of them younger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that is. I think because I miss the time when I was like God to them.
Yeah.
You know, now it's like, you know, it's like he posts on Facebook. He says, 2 days before my birthday, I can't believe I don't have anything planned yet. And I'm thinking, well, obviously you don't have anything planned with your dad because you made sure that we didn't. So he left the day open, you know.
Yeah.
But except for his father. So what are you going to do? You know,
he lives in L.A., right?
Yeah, he lives right here in the valley.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, you know, for the most part, I mean, I know they mean well. It's just that it's an age, you know. People ask me, you know, at that age, did you really care about your parents?
Right.
Well, maybe not, you know. But, I mean, when it comes to occasions and stuff, you know, come on.
Yeah.
But, and my daughter pulled the same thing a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not a month ago, a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, I don't know. I just hope that it's normal and, you know.
I think it is.
It'll change.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I think once they're out of those friend years, like, you know, going crazy with your friends, yeah, maybe then.
Maybe then it'll come back to me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, I still to this day, I have to drive to see them because they both have cars now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they've had them since they were 16. But they won't drive here, you know. They're just too lazy. They expect me to go there, so I do. You know.
Yeah.
And then they'll tell you, you're not making the effort. You know, you're going to like, you go crazy and then they tell you you don't make the effort. So, yeah, it's sometimes it's a thankless job to be a parent, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. So in a few minutes, we're going to be talking to a woman who's a wingman or a wingwoman. I don't know, but it should be wingwoman, but the website is wingman. And they help you write your great online dating profiles.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be cool. And I think this is like you get someone personally to help you. It's not like an automated website or something.
Right.
So it sounds pretty interesting. So yeah. We'll talk to her in a few minutes. And you know what I discovered on TV? There's a channel called Me TV. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's
me,
I don't know,
or we?
Me, M-E.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure how I ran into it, but it's got old like sitcoms and series
from
the 70s. And it's just amazing. I mean, they have like Happy Days and Gilligan's Island. I don't know if any of these shows mean anything to you because they were here. I mean, they were popular here. I don't know if they were in Europe at the time. And it's way before you were born, you know. So, but, you know, Happy Days, Welcome Back, Kotter. This is where John Travolta started his career.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
There was a TV series and he was Vinnie Barbarino. And this really ditzy guy, you know, who was like only good looking but had no brains. And it was funny. So I watched that yesterday and it just takes you back in memories. It's amazing how innocent the TV shows were back then, you know, like Bonanza and stuff. You know, I mean, these are like shows that used to take on, you know, topics and everything, but they were so much more innocent than today. Today
now.
We just have language and violence and all that stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Completely. I remember the Brady Bunch, and my favorite was, I don't remember the name of it, but he would say, "What you talking about, Willis?" That was his tagline.
Oh, was that like with Will Smith?
No, it was, I want to say Michael something. I'll find it right now, but that was my absolute favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a sitcom? Or,
yeah, it was an American sitcom.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, sounds pretty good. I love sitcoms. To this day, those are probably the only shows I still watch, like Two and a Half Men, and I just started watching Two Broke Girls again. But, you know, I mean, those are all, you know, they're all like sex related. There's no like family shows. Maybe there are family shows. I just haven't seen any.
The only one I really watch anymore is Friends. I watch it all.
Really?
Pretty
you
much
still
every
watch
night.
It, huh?
Wow. Yeah. On
and
Nick
you can
at
still,
Night.
And you can still watch them, even though you've watched them many times,
even
right?
though, and I still laugh.
Really?
I still, like, I am hysterically laughing at some parts. Even though I've seen it 10 times.
Really?
Yeah. But Nick at Night, they play like 4 hours every single night.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you catch it every night. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, it's only 30 minutes of your time. It's not an hour show.
Exactly. They're only 30 minutes. So I can catch it like halfway through and watch like 45 minutes or whatever I want. But I love Friends. It's just easy to watch. Rather than watching, I watched the news last night and I was like depressed.
Depressing,
after.
Huh?
Yeah.
I know.
But it's just so easy to watch. It's lighthearted. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's just an easy.
Yeah.
You don't have to think too much, which is what I want at night. I don't
want
to sit there and think too much.
Yeah. That's what sitcoms are for, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And they're always going to last. And So those were the shows. What else was there? I mean, there was some old shows. I never even realized that one of them used to be in black and white, Gilligan's Island. So I'm tuning in. It's black and white. I'm like, forget about this. I need color.
Can't be doing with black and white.
Yeah.
I used to like some of the black and white movies, the mob movies.
Really?
I took a film class when I was back in England. And we had to watch a couple of the black and white mob films, and I loved them.
Really?
Yeah, I really liked
them.
Oh,
wow. So, yeah, I mean, some movies are good that way, I guess, when they try to picture.
Well, it's like the Lucy. I've never watched the
I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy. I've never watched that.
Right.
But that was in black
that
and white.
That was in black and white, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. There were many shows that were. And the funny thing is that I had, before I moved away from Israel, it was still black and white. I left in 1976. By then, I think they'd had color TV here for 10, 15 years.
Wow.
But it took a while there, and there was only one channel, too, you know, which is like the government channel.
Uh-huh.
So it'd be if you'd had like NPR as the only channel.
Yeah, that's in England. It was, I grew up with four channels.
Right.
I still don't think we have much more than that.
Well, now you have cable, the Sky and all that.
We don't, we never had Sky.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Wow.
No.
So England is sort of separate from Europe, huh? In many ways.
They do have Sky, but the area we lived in, you couldn't get Sky.
Okay.
Because we're kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
So when I go home, it kills me because we have no channels.
Really?
I'm used to choosing from a 200 channels and lying in bed at night. I'm like, what am I going to watch?
Well, don't tell me they don't have cable TV or satellite TV. I mean, they have to, no?
Yeah, but yeah. They do, but in certain areas because you just can't get signal.
Yeah, so you just stuck with four. Okay, yeah. Wow.
So you just stuck with like the general.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be tough here.
So this, yeah.
We've gotten so spoiled with all the TV here.
So many. I couldn't imagine having that choice at home.
Yeah, I know. Hillary Clinton was on TV yesterday being interviewed on CNN. And I don't know. I mean, I've always liked her as a politician. And I think she really came across as a great candidate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she didn't win, why she didn't beat Obama in the last election. But for some reason, she didn't. You know, maybe, I don't know, maybe he had a better campaign or something.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she's very articulated. She knows what she's talking about. She knows mm-hmm. politics. She understands diplomacy. And she was full of like light conversation. She was laughing. She was cracking jokes and stuff. So I thought it was pretty good. I didn't watch the whole thing, but yeah. Parts of it. And I really hope she gets elected because nobody's inspiring out there. And maybe a woman will bring something else to the table.
I totally agree.
You know?
Yeah.
I think in a different
perspective.
Yeah. I personally think if women ran the world, there'd be less war.
Place.
Yeah. There'd be less war for sure. Less conflict.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, yes, women can be catty, but I don't think in politics.
Well, exactly. When you get to a certain level, cattiness kind of, I feel like it, well, when you get to some levels, it gets worse.
Right.
But I feel at that level, it would just go out the window because there's not many people that she can kind of be catty with. Everyone has to do what she says, pretty much.
Right. And it's not about testosterone and macho, which I think some of the leaders actually use to make their decisions. You know, like, we'll get back at them. You know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But the situation is grave in Iraq, and I don't know what's going to happen there, man. But if we have to go back in there again, it's going to be hopeless all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was never any exit strategy. And I mean, it's not a surprise. I remember them saying, as soon as the U.S. pulls out, there'll be a vacuum and fundamentalists are going to take over.
Well, I watched that on the news last night. They're selling at the local markets. They're selling all of the gear that the U.S. wore. Like the bulletproof vests and that the U.S. had left behind. And if you look in the tag, it's got the American flag on it.
Wow.
And they're selling it all.
Really?
But I said to my boyfriend when we were watching, why this lady is an American journalist in the market pointing out all this. I was like, oh my gosh, she's in such danger.
Right.
Why is she there?
Right.
I felt so unsettled watching it because they want Americans out and she's saying all this and she kind of looked a little scared in her face but it's scary.
Yeah,
it really it scary.
Okay, let's take a phone call and let's take our guest. Good morning, you're on the air, go ahead.
Hi, it's Nancy with profilewingman.com.
Yes, how Nancy, how are you? Fancy Nancy, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, that's the name you go by, so people will know. I'm not just calling you that, being a stranger, and I wouldn't call you names and stuff.
I have tendencies to be fancy, and I'm okay with it, but fancy with an I, because I'm Nancy with an I.
Right. That's a cool name. I like that. It's unforgettable,
catchy.
That's for sure, you know. Should I give out your real name? I mean, your last name as well. Do you want to give that out?
Sure, if you like.
Okay. Nancy Kevich, right?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. And Nancy, where are you calling us from this morning?
I am calling from Omaha, Nebraska on behalf of ProfileWingman.com.
Oh, wow. Nice. Omaha, Nebraska. Wow.
Yes.
I didn't realize people actually lived there.
You know, it's kind of a best-kept secret right now. We have a College World Series going on.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun here.
Awesome. Awesome.
Believe it or not.
Have you lived there all your life, Nancy?
I have not. I'm from St. Louis, go-karts.
Oh, wow. So St. Louis to Omaha. Wow. How did that move get done there? I mean, what was in Nebraska for you?
Well, I married someone from here, actually.
Oh, okay. That's what I figured. It's usually a guy.
Yeah, that's
kind of
how that happened.
Cool. So, Nancy, you started a website called ProfileWingman.com.
Yes. Started it with a partner, Marcia Capiston.
Okay.
We co-founded it together.
Sounds good. When was this founded?
It was February of 2013, so
just
over a year ago.
Yeah, very cool.
Just over a year, nice.
Yeah. What were you doing before you started the website?
Well, we both, both of us have full-time jobs other than this website, although this website is starting to really pick up steam and slowly becoming our new full-time job. But I have a company where I sell custom stationery and invitations, and Marcia's in the music business.
Oh, wow. Very cool. So you guys collaborated, early on?
We kind of came up with the idea together. It all began with a friend of ours who is an intelligent guy. He has a PhD, and he's a professor at a nice university, and he needed help with his online dating profile. And I have a background in writing and long history of online dating and knowing what works and what doesn't work. And going through his profile with a red pen and, you know, just kind of going to town on it, it gave us an idea that people really need help out there.
Yeah.
And we kind of did some research and realized that there's not much help for them. So here we are to the rescue.
That's right. True. So you're saying the profile actually helps. It's not just the pictures.
Absolutely. Well, it all depends on your goal.
Right.
If you're just looking, you know, for a hookup or someone, you know, pretty to have on your arm or good looking, you know, then the picture's all you need. But if you want something a little deeper than that and someone to have a connection with and things in common, then the profile absolutely, you know, helps to make you more three-dimensional.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to learning this from you because my profiles sure don't work very well.
Well, maybe
I don't know. Yeah, I'm attracted.
Our services.
I think I'm attracting the wrong people, so maybe my profile is not a good one. Yeah, definitely. I'm going to check it out. So, tell us how the website works.
So, you go to our site, you click on services, and you can see the different options that we have. You can, you know, if you have an existing profile, you can do any number of things. You can just do a consultation with us and get advice on how to make your profile improve with it. We do that through a Skype or a phone interview. Or you can do a profile makeover where we take your existing profile and just make it better. We rewrite it for you. We help with your photos. That's a free service we offer as photo assistance because we think everybody needs help with that.
Yeah.
That's included in every service.
I know. And the photos out there, I'm sorry, the photos out there are terrible. You know, I mean, it's like you never get an idea of who it is. And, you know, I mean, a few times, you know, I've met someone and they don't look like the pictures at all. And
So
can we discuss this a little bit, Nancy? Why do people do this? I mean, they obviously know you're going to meet them and be disappointed.
Well, I think people are just so eager to, you know, put their best foot forward and to, you know, get any attention they can, you know, at any cost online. And that's to their own detriment because you're right. Once they meet them, the truth comes out and then you're back to square one. So you're just really, really wasting everyone's time by not being honest and upfront on your profile.
That's interesting. I've never thought about it like that, that they just want the attention and want people to kind of contact them. Is it both you and your partner that when people are emailing you or Skyping you, for the interview to make the profile better, is it you two that they're dealing with directly, or do you have a team?
Yeah, so far we're still at a stage where we're able to handle all the work ourselves. We do have some things in the works where we might be blowing up pretty soon and might need to enlist some writers, but we have some waiting in the wings at the moment, but right now we're able to do it all ourselves.
Wonderful. Nice. That's cool. So you're saying you've had some experience online dating. Did you meet your husband online?
I did not. I actually met him in college, but we were divorced 12 years ago, so I've been...
I see. Okay, so you've been dating since then.
Yes.
Okay. Have you been successful at all? Have you met some great guys?
I have. I really have. I've had some, you know, long-term relationships, and I've made a lot of great friends and just great experiences. And, you know, I kind of have the idea that I'll go out with anyone once. Everyone has an interesting story, and even the worst dates give you a great story afterwards. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to go out with someone.
Right. We're talking to Fancy Nancy, who's got a website called Profile Wingman, and you can go to profilewingman.com and check out the services. It does look like you have different tiers of what you provide and all that stuff.
Exactly.
So give us some advice. I mean, since you give free photo advice, what do you advise people as far as photos go?
Well, again, you know, it needs to go towards your goals. So if you're looking for a long-term relationship, I would advise against anything, you know, where your clothes are removed or anything vulgar. You know, you don't want a drink in your hand in every photo unless you are, in fact, an alcoholic or you don't drink every night, then that's okay. But,
you
want a good variety. You want at least one full-body photo to show, you know, your full self. You know, if you're overweight, you don't want just shoulders up. Same thing. Someone's going to meet you, and then they're going to see you're overweight, and then that might be a deal breaker for them.
So yeah,
be up front with that. You know, maybe one photo showing an activity that you like to do. I would limit your photos to only one with friends. I would not put kids.
I know.
Photos. I don't think kids belong on online dating. A lot of creeps out there.
That's true, yeah. You know, and the thing is, that's why sometimes I wonder why people put so many young kids' pictures on Facebook. You know, I mean, that's the same thing. Why would you want people to know things about your kids? You know?
And
especially strangers. I mean, let's say Facebook is friends and stuff, so it's easier. But here, you're right. It's strangers, and also pictures with friends. It's like you can't figure out who the person is and who the friend is. You know,
right.
Yeah.
Which one are you? But yeah, the number one thing also is to smile. You know, you definitely want, you know, to show your teeth and show your eyes. No hats, no sunglasses, and. You know, to show you happy, because people like to be happy, so they, you know, want to kind of feel happy when they look at your photos.
That's true. So you don't want to do any professional modeling picture where you look really pissed. It's some of those models really look upset, you know. It's funny. Now, I wanted to ask, so like with the pictures, you know, I got to tell you, it's like, you know, you get a picture and you go, oh, okay, this is cool. And then you get another picture. And, you know, I mean, men are visual and everybody likes a beautiful woman and everything. So you know, you start picturing this woman in your mind, and then suddenly you get another picture and you go, wait a minute, you know, she's not really my type. So I think, as important as a profile is, I think everybody looks at pictures. And like you said, you know, I think they're very, very important to put your best face out there.
I agree. I mean, certainly you're going to choose from your best photos that you have, but you definitely want them to be current as well, you know, within the past year, because, again, they're going to see you. They're going to see all sides of you in person. So in the end, you know, even if it's not, if, you know, you are what you are, you look like what you look like. You don't want to Photoshop your pictures. You don't want to improve them in any way. It needs to be real.
Right.
What do you think the most important part of your online profile is?
The most important part, I think, it's really honesty. Honesty and following your goal. Everything, you know, everything you say and do in your profile, all your pictures, all everything that's included in it should go towards your goal. So if you're just looking for a hookup, then sure, talk about sex, you know, use profanity. You know, kind of have that shirtless bathroom photo, go for it. But, you know, if you're looking for something more long-term, you know, kind of be more serious with what, you know, your hopes and dreams are for the future. You want to paint a picture for this person to picture themselves with you and what that would be like.
Right. Now, I mean, obviously, dating sites are different from one another. Do you have different approaches with different websites and things like that? I mean, does it require, like, let's say if you go to Christian Mingle as opposed to Match.com or something?
Right. Yeah, you know, well, I mean, I think the sites themselves kind of guide you as with their questions. And, you know, Christian Mingle has a lot of questions that are geared towards your faith and that sort of thing. Match, you know, just as a big empty box, it's so intimidating to people.
Right.
But yeah, and the websites also depend on where you are in the country. It's interesting that people like on the coast, OkCupid is a much more popular profile, although in California it's different with northern and southern. You know, it just kind of varies what's popular, and I'd find out where most people are in your area as far as, again, what your goal is. You know, where I am, OkCupid is more of a hookup site, where if you're serious about finding a relationship, Match or eHarmony are better.
Wow, that's interesting that geographically it's different, huh?
Yeah, it really is. I'm not sure why that is.
But yeah, that's very
interesting. Is it easy to find that? Because say somebody in your area wants a long-term relationship, but they go to OkCupid, that doesn't really do much for them if it's just mainly hookups.
Right, and you know, you'll kind of determine that early on. OkCupid's a free site, so it doesn't hurt to try it, but you kind of figure out, you know, if you're 45-year-old woman, you're getting 18-year-old guys messaging you constantly, you kind of realize that this is how the site's
going to be. Wow. So you're saying that there's not really better or worse sites. It really depends on where you are and, like you said, what your goals are, because obviously
exactly.
People go on dating sites for different goals. Now, so are you saying that... So, I mean, there's obviously dating sites for people that want... that don't want a deep relationship, maybe just hook up and sex and things like that. So why would someone like that go on a traditional site like Match.com and look for a hookup? I mean, he's probably not going to reach his goal, because I would imagine most women there are probably looking for relationships.
Exactly. So, yeah, the people that are just wanting hookups, they, you know, there's sites for that. There's
exactly.
Ashley Madison, there's... You know, sugardaddy.com, there's, you know, all sorts of fetish-type sites. You know, there's really
right.
a lot of niche dating sites out there. So really you can narrow down, if you have a specific goal in mind, if you just want to find a fishing partner, there's a dating site for that. You know, if you want over 40 or over 50, there's, you know, there's ways to eliminate those young boys messaging you. Excuse me.
Yeah, it is usually young boys, huh? They're horny as hell, man. Let's see. So the website is profilewingman.com, and I think it definitely describes what the website
mm-hmm.
does.
Yeah.
I see. I mean, the prices are pretty reasonable. I think, you know, when you spend... you know, quite a bit of money on a dating site, I think it helps when you get a little bit of advice. And you even offer like a profile makeover and a complete profile. And at least, you know, I guess at least a person knows I'm not alone. I'm doing things the right way. So,
right. We also have a concierge service. We'll help people for a full month, and we'll write their emails for them and give them dating advice, and you know what, where to go on a date, and what to wear, and what to talk about.
Oh wow!
You need to know.
Wow, so that's everything. Yeah,
yeah,
complete package. Wow, I take that. I mean, yeah, sounds good. You know, you don't have to do a thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
But is that part of the when you say that people trick or misguide you by a photo? Is that kind of misguiding you because they're not writing the emails?
No, you know, I mean, in a sense, Although I try to, I'll only write the first email, and I keep them pretty short. So really, it's just kind of the way to lure them in and to kind of get the catch, especially if it's a, you know, really good looking guy or girl with a great profile. They're getting a lot of messages, so you need an email that's going to stand out. And kind of the goal with, you know, helping with emails is to teach our clients how to write emails.
Yeah.
And to show them, like, this is what you say and this is what you pick up on. And, you know, like, it's really kind of a learning process.
Right. Well, I definitely would recommend this, you know, as an add-on to a dating site. You know, go to join a dating site and then check out this website.
Yeah.
And increase your chances of, you know, of landing a partner. You know,
exactly. So, that's
yeah.
our goal, is to shorten people's time online. We want it to become more efficient for them and to help them find the right person
right.
faster.
Yeah.
Great.
Awesome.
And I see there's advice on the website and everything, and you guys can really check it out. I mean, it's full of information. So, yeah, well, I think it's definitely relevant, Nancy. And, you know, we wish you all the best with this. I think it's definitely a
Thank
great
you.
Idea.
Yeah, definitely.
I think there's a lot of people out there, and just
they
from my experience, yeah, people need help, let me tell you. You know,
they do, and,
yeah.
and that's okay.
Yeah.
I find that most of our clients are actually highly intelligent, educated, professional people, and I think the reason for that is because they're smart enough to know that they need help.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just like hiring a personal marketing person.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you got to understand the system, you know. And Nancy, did you ever read that book, Data Inc., on how to game the dating sites? Because we've had a guest on here once that actually wrote a book like this. Did you ever hear
no,
about it?
I've not.
Yeah, you should check it out. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I forgot her name, but it's Data Inc., and INC, and she talks about, you know, like different ways to game the websites, whatever. I didn't even mm-hmm. finish reading the book, but it's yeah, but you know, I mean, so I think essentially what someone needs is to understand how that particular site works and you know, and what works mm-hmm. as far as your profile on that site. I imagine, Nancy, that profiles should be different from one website to another.
Sure. Absolutely, and yeah. of course, from one person to another. We,
right.
you know, every profile I write is customized to that person and their voice, and it's really just about, you know, you being you and standing out in your own way.
Right.
And that, you know,
grabbing
works for whatever
attention.
Site you're on. If you're on a fishing site or whatever it is, you want to talk about, you know, the biggest fish you caught, and
right.
go ahead and post those pictures with the dead fish. That's nothing.
Yeah.
No dead animals, please.
All right. Well, Nancy Kevich, the website again is profilewingman.com. Check it out. Online advice, profile advice and assistance. And yeah, I imagine that for this service, you probably increase your chances quite a bit, you know, and because like you said, you know, people are smart and educated and everything, but you got to know how the website works. And,
right.
you know, you got to understand some people, you know, like you said, the attractive people get more emails. You got to stand out and maybe not go after the most beautiful one there.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, because,
the one that fits,
you know, look fade.
Yeah.
It's not, you know. It's not what lasts, it's
what's
inside.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Nancy from Omaha, Nebraska, thank you so much for the information.
My pleasure. Thank you
sure.
for having me on.
Of course. Congratulations on the website. And yeah, keep us posted as far as to what's going on. I mean, I'm sure you're going to do great. The website looks great, great mm-hmm. logo and everything. And like I said, a lot of great content, so definitely check it out. Nancy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All the best. The best. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I was going to ask her, actually, she should write a book about this. I mean, obviously, she's familiar with all this and stuff. So, but
yeah.
I think they have a blog and all that. So,
and it's interesting when you said that each website should have. I do that a lot. I stumble on my own.
It's okay because you talk a lot. I mean, we talk a lot here. You know, it's about to happen.
Each website should have, I would expect, a different profile,
right,
to match that website,
right. Yeah, for sure. You know, like when I mentioned the religious site, you know, whether it's J-Date or Christian Mingle right. or any of those, you probably want to focus a little bit on your faith as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
If you go on a site, like she said, like a sugar daddy or something, then it's a different kind of profile.
Right.
You know, you're obviously more interested not in a long-term mm-hmm. romance or anything like that, you know. So, yeah, so there I guess you would, like she said, you would be more explicit with your pictures, with your mm-hmm. profile, things like that, you know.
Definitely.
So, but I think people could use the help.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
and you're right. If you're going to spend the money, you might as well just spend a little bit extra to do it right.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
So let's see, what else is going on in this world?
Did you hear about Dr. Oz is being grilled by the senators? Because, well, he on his show. Have you ever watched Dr. Oz?
No,
I've only watched it a couple times. He talks about weight loss products and different things, but he talks about weight loss a lot.
Right.
But he's kind of, well, I don't know if he's been sued, but the senators are saying all these weight loss products and them putting his clip on their website saying, oh, even Dr. Oz is saying that we have a good product, which he isn't allowing. He's saying that I've not allowed them to do that. So it sucks that they're using my name and my product, meaning his show, to help their products. But basically saying that, I mean, one of the products that he revs about is green coffee beans is a weight loss product.
Uh-huh.
But there's no real evidence that that helps you lose weight.
Right.
So they're saying that he's false advertising all these products and then they're using his word to increase
their
sales.
So everybody's misleading here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's going through it right now. But that, I mean, he's going to take a hit to his show because of
Probably.
This.
Probably. Either that or it's going to get more popular. Who knows, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've seen before that when you get attention,
true.
It can actually help. But I hear what you're saying
I don't think this is necessarily good attention.
No, it's not.
But the one thing that you talk about is now he has no evidence that.
These
green coffee beans, it was like in 1984 they were proved that you could lose 5 pounds.
Really?
But now there hasn't been a study since. So they're saying in 1984, that's not the exact date, but it was something like that.
Uh-huh.
How can you say that it still makes you lose weight? And he'll say things like, this is the best weight loss product and this, you must try this. It'll make you lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, when he doesn't have any solid evidence.
Yeah.
So it's kind of bad.
I know. It seems like everybody makes claims about diets. It's probably like the biggest industry in this country.
Right.
Yeah, everybody's
because
on a
everyone,
diet.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone's dieting at some point.
Because they all eat like crap, you know. Don't eat crappy stuff and you won't need to go on a diet.
Completely.
Yeah, you know. I mean, and I eat some, you know, I got to tell you, I eat some fattening things. Like sometimes I'll have like popcorn with butter at home watching a movie and something. Mm-hmm. It's probably like 1,000 calories or something. But I don't get fat because I eat in moderation. You know, I don't like...
That's the key.
Yeah, I don't stuff my face all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the mouth is not just for eating. You know, some people don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, the key is moderation.
Yeah. You know, and I get it that people love food. But, you know, I mean, I love a lot of things, but I don't overdo them,
mm-hmm.
you know. So on the one hand, you eat a lot, you get fat, and then you battle it with diets and everything that none of them work.
And then you lose the weight, then you put it right back on.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, so I think if you maintain weight, that's the best way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I mean, lose it gradually. But that's what happens is people let themselves go and suddenly they go into crisis mode. And
I have
to go on a diet and lose this by, you know, in 4 weeks or something
mm-hmm.
for the wedding,
so
for the beach.
For you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely.
Know? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But what I don't get is some women will go, okay, well, I'm skipping dinner today because I got to go to a wedding tomorrow or something. It's like, come on, what? You think in one day you're going to look
thinner?
Doesn't
make that much of a difference.
No. And my son does that too, you know, and he goes to CrossFit and everything and eats very well. But he feels if he goes and has a hamburger or something, then he's going to be fatter. So then he's got to, like, work
make
it off.
Make up for it, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't think that's the case. You don't get fat from one day to the next.
Yeah.
Takes a while.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's a gradual process, definitely.
Yeah. So how's AfterBuzz TV going? You still going strong with the show?
Yep, I'm starting a new show next week called The Last Ship. I think it's on TNT. It's a new drama. I'm branching out to doing dramas, reality TV.
No more reality.
So I'm excited to do a drama and get into a series. There's so many series that I haven't got into. I've never got into Orange is the New Black. I've never got into any of these shows that are apparently so good. So I'm excited to start a show from the start and kind of go through with it. And talk about it after.
That's
on
cool.
AfterBuzz.
Yeah. And, I mean, do you find sometimes that when you talk about a certain show, then they would invite you to meet the cast, or do you guys invite them in? Or?
Yeah, definitely.
Any contact at all with those shows that you cover?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have people, cool. We bring cast members in or screenwriters. Everyone's in contact, constant contact with the people.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
To get guests in and interview them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, very cool. So so that can be watched on AfterBuzz TV and on YouTube as well, right?
Yeah.
If you guys want to watch Charlotte on her TV shows, that's definitely a way to do it. We have a phone call. Let's see who that is. I'm willing to bet you it's a wrong number, but let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Well, what did I tell you?
Wrong number.
I know that. I already know that, you know, because I don't invite callers and nobody calls, so I know when someone does.
You're on the air, go ahead, then just went blank.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, I'm personally opposed to callers because I see a lot of what happens when people call in. You know, we've got a lot of shows here, a lot on the other station. And I hear people calling in, and usually they have nothing important to say, nothing interesting to say.
Right.
They sound like they're doing you a favor by saying anything, and they totally take the conversation in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the point of a caller? I get no idea at all.
Yeah.
Then they have this Vivid Radio who try to be like a, you know, porn star radio and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on satellite TV, so they're different from our station, from my other station. But their shows are based on callers and stuff. And so what the women do is, I mean, those hosts is just, they try to titillate them and get them to get off on the air and stuff. And I'm like going, wait a minute. Your target audience is guys, and you want me to sit there and listen to a guy masturbating on the air?
Yeah.
It's totally not for me. You know, what's the point in this? And people are saying, I mean, everybody that I talk to say that it's totally unlistenable. It's it's like listening to a conversation with a sex operator or something, like a 900 number.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's pathetic, you know. That's why I'm trying to do something else.
Something different.
Yeah, show people that these are real people, you know. Yeah. Porn stars are real people. It's interesting to find out about their lives, you know, how they keep relationships. You'd be amazed how many of them are married with kids. They have,
right.
So they have either boyfriends or husbands.
Well, I remember the
like
one that,
that
came
you know.
In that had, did she have three kids? Or
four
two?
Kids,
four.
Yeah. Allison, yeah.
Yeah.
And and she still looks great,
yeah.
You know, so go figure. But I guess some of them can balance both careers or,
right.
A career and being a family.
Mm-hmm. Family person.
Yeah, like
too.
A mom and stuff, you
yeah.
know, or a wife. But so, yeah, so the reason I brought it up is because I think callers are really not interesting. And that's why I never invite people to call. I'd rather people listen to us and the guests because it's all cohesive and it goes somewhere. You know,
yeah.
There's a beginning and an end.
Mm-hmm.
And callers just like, it's like, hello, are you there? That's what I hear all the time. They don't have anything good to say.
Yeah.
So, you guys don't take callers though, right? On your show, do you?
Depends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Really?
I've never had a caller. No.
Yeah.
But sometimes people do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I agree. Unless it's someone that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of the length.
Yeah. I'll take guests, you know. It's like, I think people just try to show they have some kind of an audience mm-hmm. when they take calls, you know, because otherwise I don't get the desire to do right. that. So just a couple things in the news. Well, I think this one's important because Amazon is introducing a new smartphone. I don't know if you heard
oh,
of
I
it.
I haven't, no.
You're going to be able to see 3D in it without glasses.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, I mean, and it's going to have a camera on the surface that can track your facial movements. And I don't know what that's good for.
Do you really need 3D on your phone, though? It's just getting so much.
Yeah, you need a phone that reads your face. I'm not sure about that. But I'll bet you it's going to be like the hottest thing, you know? Everybody will have to have
one. It's going to be $1,000 and everyone's going to have one.
Yeah, I know. Like when the iPhone came out, even the iPads, they're so expensive, yet everybody has one.
Yep.
Macs, you know, MacBooks and mm-hmm. stuff, very expensive. Everybody
but
has
everyone
one.
Everyone has them.
Yeah, so go figure where people get all this money. Uh-huh. I have no idea. But it's, I mean, Amazon is definitely expanding in different directions.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the one hand, it's cool because you can get your stuff everywhere in one place and the prices are right. But at the same time, I mean, they've destroyed our retail industry completely.
Right.
Almost single-handedly, I think they did, you know?
Yeah, because now you can just go to one website and get everything.
And
you don't have to go into the mall and go to 10 stores.
Right.
You can sit at home and do it.
Right. You know, so there's still things you buy in the store, like, you know, razor blades, things like that. Even that, I'm thinking, maybe I should get that online, you know. And not for the price. I mean, because on those things, there's not that big a difference on the price when you buy something for 10 uh-huh. bucks. But at the same time,
just convenience.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to go to the store even. You get it for free
and
in 2 days.
And battle with the lines.
So I guess in a way, we're responsible for the death of the retail industry too. Because we're subscribing to Amazon's philosophy.
Yeah.
And we're doing what they're offering for us to do. But I guess that's just what we are bringing upon ourselves. There's no more retail stores anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me. I mean, the only stores that are out there that are still surviving is clothing stores and food. Everything else is not doing
very well. And food, there's still, I know in New York, they have a system where you can get your groceries delivered.
Right.
You can probably get it here too.
Oh, yeah, you have it here. Amazon Fresh, you can have that.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, and then there's some other stores too. I think Ralph's and Vons and stuff have those things, but it can get pretty costly. I think on Amazon, when you get Amazon Fresh, before you order anything, you have to pay like $300 a year or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just to set it up. But yeah, I mean, look, I don't enjoy going to the grocery store and stuff, but when I do go, you know, half an hour and you're done with it.
Right.
It's not the end of the world, you know.
Although if I ordered online, I would order a lot less than I needed.
Yeah, huh?
When I go to the store, especially when I'm hungry, I buy everything.
Right.
I buy so much more than I need.
Yeah, I know. It's all impulse buying there. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And if there's good deals and, yeah.
I know. Well, so anyway, Amazon with their new phone, I'm curious to see how that's going to do.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the controversy with the Redskins, the Washington Redskins?
I haven't. It hasn't been approved, right? Or it got denied.
Yeah. Because for those of you who don't know, I mean, they've been discussing this for years now, mm-hmm. that this is like offensive to Native Americans and stuff, to call them rednecks.
Right.
Or not rednecks, but Redskins. And so now the trademark office does not want to... or the patent office doesn't want to give a trademark to the Washington Redskins because of that. So what happens now is they're going to lose their trademark and their brand completely.
Right.
You know, and what's going to happen with that? They're saying, like, for example, if someone sells, like, shirts with their logo on it, they may not be able to sue.
Exactly.
You know, because they don't own that brand anymore or that trademark. All I can say is wow.
Which is going to cause, I mean, that you can't do that.
Yeah.
People, I bet today people are printing so much Redskin stuff.
Yeah.
Getting ready to sell because they can't.
Yeah.
There's not much they can do.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I mean, the thing is that if it's offensive, okay, I can understand. But at the same time, everybody gets offended these days, you know.
With everything.
It's like, yeah, you can't do anything. Everything's politically correct. Yeah. And nobody can speak their minds. Nobody can do or say anything. Everybody owns a word in the English language. You can't use that. You know, yeah. I mean, come on. You know, what is this? So, yeah, it happens all the time. And there's all these patent trolls that sit on patents that they're never going to use.
Right.
And they preempt other people and stuff. So,
completely.
Yeah.
It's bad. They wanted to change their name anyway, didn't they?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they did.
Maybe that will come more into play now. But yeah. they've always been known as the Redskins. So
yeah.
It'll be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, well. Anyway, this is the end of the show, folks. I know you're enjoying it and you could use about 5 more hours of us, but it's not going to happen unless you go on the archives and listen to back-to-back shows. At any rate, everybody, have a great day. You too, Charlotte.
You too.
Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte right here on LA Talk Radio.